Now you're based in Nigeria. You're traveling with the group of millers from that country. Tell me a little bit about the group as far as the representatives of the Nigerian wheat industry.
We have 9 people in the team, including Mr. Gerald Theos from U.S. Wheat Office in Cape Town. That's the regional office for sub-Saharan operations. Aside that, we have an executive commercial director from Dangote Tigers. We have another director from the same company, Dangote Tigers. They are here because Dangote was one of the biggest indigenous milling company in Nigeria, but has actually sold his equity, 75%, to Tiger Brands. This is a commercial milling company from South Africa, and the executives covering the Nigerian operations are here. They want to learn more about American wheat industry. They came into Nigeria, and they found that the biggest supplier of wheat to Nigeria is America. So they want to fall in line and understand the American industry very well. We have other groups like Emila. Now he's in charge of domestic production in flour mills of Nigeria. He's here. He's a senior executive too in the flour mills operation. Because he's been there for over 35 years, and he has a very wide experience. We have some other guys, the general manager from one of the milling companies in the eastern zone of Nigeria. He's an accountant, but is in charge of wheat operations in the mill, and he wants to understand how the wheat is being priced and how profitable it has been for his company to actually buy wheat from the U.S. So he's looking through all the areas of operations in the industry in America and here, and is very getting to understand how some of these pricing dynamics come about. So he's here. Then we have some other guys too who commercial sales. And they are buyers of wheat in their own company, and they are now looking at some of the areas. Some of them are even talking up of some other varieties like hard white wheat, which some mills have used in Nigeria, and they are now looking at the advantage of using the hard white wheat in America, and they found that it's not available in commercial quantity. We have another guy who is wheat buyer for his noodle operations in Nigeria. They are fast growing, and they are consuming not less than over 1 million tons of wheat annually. And now they are even thinking of contracting with farmers. They are talking of trying to organize their own supplies. So these are some of the guys that are on ground from Nigeria. They all have different purposes for being in the team, you know. But so far, considering the extent we've gone, because we've gone to Oklahoma, we've gone to Nebraska, we've gone to Manhattan, Kansas State. Now we are in we've been to Colorado. We are now in Oklahoma. They've enjoyed the trip. They've learned so much, and I'm sure this is going to bring in closely the relationship between the American wheat industry and the Nigerian wheat consumers.
Right. Nigeria has become an important market for United States wheat, including the type of wheat that we grow here in the middle part of the country, hard red winter wheat. Why is that?
It's because of the kind of bread Nigeria consumes. We consume the big pan bread, which we use the hardened winter wheat to produce, because hardened winter wheat is a hard wheat, and it's good. It gives a very good gluten, which rises. And Nigerian's millers and even the Nigerian bakers have found out that the hardened winter gluten is very suitable for the kind of bread they produce. So that is why there's a lot of import from Nigeria. And Nigeria has been the number one importer of hardened winter wheat in the last 7 years, consequently in one row. So, and we'll continue to do that.
I know that you've had a chance to see quite a few different things while you've been here in Oklahoma, including a chance to ride in a combine in wheat harvest.
Oh, yes. For me, it's always an experience. I've been riding in combine the last 5 years, and every time is always an experience. We've done that in some of the field areas we've gone to, and we did that also in Oklahoma State here. And the guys who are in the group, they were really excited. Number one, they were excited at the expanse of field land that wheat is grown on. They're excited about even the farmers themselves are spoken to. You know, they wonder how individuals could have so huge expanse of land, you know, and yet they make good money, but they don't show it. You know, they are so humble about everything, and also they are excited about the equipment they use, especially the combine harvester, which is so huge a machine, and for them to go inside and to discover that it's operated computerized, you know, and that gives them a lot of excitement, and it shows the huge difference between an American wheat farmer and a local Nigerian farmer, you know. It's quite an experience that will live in our hearts for a long time to come.
Do you foresee these gentlemen and other people within the Nigerian milling industry continuing to use U.S. and Oklahoma wheat?
Of course. The truth of the matter is the American... let me say this. The truth of the matter is that U.S. Wheat Associates, who has created the export market for American wheat farms in Nigeria and around the global world, will continue to do their job as representatives of the American wheat farmers. And Nigeria has positioned itself as a huge consumer. And I... as the representative of U.S. wheat in Nigeria, is looking forward to a situation where Nigeria will be importing not less than 8 million tons a year, because we have already on ground about 10 million capacity per annum. And we are doing less than 50% right now due to some constraints from the local government policies. But we'll get there. And then U.S. will continue to be the major market supplier for Nigeria. We have some other suppliers too who are competing with us, but we have the consistency in quality. So, and we are 24/7 in our supplies. We don't do 3 months supply, then 9 months inside. No, we are always there. Our shops are always open. And Nigerians know that. They like American wheat. They know this quality, and the service is always there. We are giving them all the information that guides them in having a good production, and in giving them the ability to use the wheat from America rightly. So they are happy. They are happy with us, U.S. wheat. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.